My dear Yudhishthir, Partha, when all the activities one performs with his mind, words, and body are dedicated directly to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one reaches oneness of activities called Kriyadvaita. Purport. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is teaching people how to come to the stage of dedicating everything to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yadashnasi taj. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. If whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we think, and whatever we plan is for the advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement, this is oneness. There is no difference between chanting for Krishna consciousness and working for Krishna consciousness. On the transcendental platform, they are one. But we must be guided by the spiritual master about this oneness. We should not manufacture our own oneness. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sja E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shanago Rangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitaru Vyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare We shouldn't manufacture our own oneness. Otherwise, we'll create duality. Okay. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chite Te Kuriya Aikya. Aikya means oneness. We want to have oneness between the instructions of the spiritual master and the mental, verbal, and physical activities of the disciple. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The words of the spiritual master should be taken to be as good as the instructions of Krishna himself. And therefore we should comply. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvameta Dritam Manye, Yanmam Vadasi Keshava. My dear Krishna, I completely accept everything that you've said. Sarvameta. ritam manye. Everything that you've said, I consider to be true. Sarvam etad ritam manye yannam varisikesham. So one should accept the instructions given by the spiritual master in the same spirit. Arjuna, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, said, Nashta moha smitir labdha tvat prasada mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha kodishye vachanam tava. Now that I'm freed from illusion by the grace of your words, I agree to act as you say. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Niyotsya iti govindam. Even after accepting Krishna as spiritual master, Niyotsya iti govindam. I surrender to you, I won't fight. Niyotsya. I accept you, please instruct me, but Niyotsya, I'm not going to fight. That means he was still bewildered. But at the end, I'll execute your word. What you've said, that I'll do. That's surrender. So that's oneness of activity. To act, to mold one's activities in such a way that they comply with the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. This is oneness. At the present moment, we're in duality because Krishna wants one thing and we want another thing. Our constitutional position is to be servants of Krishna and therefore to serve Krishna's desire. But we have our own separate interests, our own separate desires, and therefore duality and illusion. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhunkte prakriti janguna, purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti janguna, karanam guna sangosya sadasatyamanijamusha. Because we have our own desires for enjoyment, we're entangled in material nature. So here, oneness of activities, and it's significant, manovaktanubhi, we hear this combination many times. Activities means starting with the mind. The mind is active even when we're making a show of silent meditation or show of being inactive. The mind is racing. So the activities of the mind should be engaged. Therefore, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Natu nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatutis chatchakarmakrit. One can't be inactive even for a moment. The mind will certainly be active. And even the words and the words also, Prabhupada points out that there are people who won't accept a vow of monavrata, saintly persons who accept a vow that I won't speak. I'll observe a vow of silence, sometimes for years and years and years. But they've got a little slate and they're writing. So what's the difference, Prabhupada points out? You've taken a vow to be silent, but the words are going on. So it's very difficult to, practically, to stop thinking is not possible. The Buddhists are thinking about not thinking. Not to speak is also very difficult. And not to act in physically is also impractical. We can talk about it, but then again, we're talking about not acting. we're talking about inaction. That means action. The talking itself is action. I remember, anyway, you'll hear in this way, impersonalists talking about inaction, reaching the state of inaction. But they're acting. In the Tao Te Ching, often quoted, one who knows does not speak, one who speaks does not know. So if you spoke that, you don't know what you're talking about. So here, oneness of thought, oneness of speech takes practical form that will merge the mind in Krishna, will merge the mind in thoughts of Krishna. Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities. For the impersonalists, this is not achievable, because they reject the form, qualities, past. But even then, sometimes the impersonalists also, because meditating on something impersonal is so impractical, they'll also meditate on the form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna as a bridge, as a tool for reaching the absolute. Their idea is that temporarily I'll think of Krishna's form and qualities, but this will just be a way to get beyond them. This is their idea. This is their idea. Because klesho dikataraste shama vyakta sakta chetasam. To fix the mind on something impersonal is so troublesome that it's practically impossible. So then even the impersonalists, Shankaracharya also says, accept the form of the deity and worship the deity. But that worship of the deity is not counted as pure devotional service, because they're worshiping the deity with the motive, my dear sir, please accept my service so that I can become one with you, so that I can merge with you, so that I can be you. So Srila Prabhupada calls that time-serving devotional service. Like the employee who serves the boss very faithfully so that he can gradually move up in the company and take over the boss's position. That kind of faithful service is not really faithful service. So the pure devotee, Jnana Karmaja Navratam, is free from such ideas. He serves Krishna for the purpose of serving Krishna. His desire is that by serving Krishna, I'll eternally be able to serve Krishna. Not that I'll serve for some time until I achieve perfection and then no more service. And everything merges. He'll serve for the privilege of serving. To serve now is a privilege, and to be able to serve eternally is a privilege. So he wants that privilege of serving. So he engages the activities of his mind in thinking of Krishna, manmana, to think of Krishna. To think of Krishna, to think of serving Krishna. Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction that the pure devotee is always thinking of how to spread Krishna consciousness. That's the sign of an advanced devotee. He's not devoid of thought. He's thinking of Krishna, he's thinking of how to serve Krishna, how to spread the message of Krishna. Prabhupada points that out in Adi Lila, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking about how to rescue all the conditioned souls. And the pure devotee is also thinking how to satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by rescuing the conditioned souls. How to distribute books, how to distribute the holy name of Krishna, how to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So mano and vak speaking about Krishna, speaking the message of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, speaking for the service of Krishna. Manobhak, Tanuvan Manopi, and Tanubi, by the body. Body means eyes, ears, nose, tongues. What is that? Kevalaya Indriyaya Rupi, Yogina Karma Kurvanti, Chaktva, Sangam Chaktvatma Shuddhi, Kayena Manasa Budhya, Kevalaya Indriyaya Rupi. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that the yogi is working in this way. Kayena, by the body. Manasa, by the mind. Budhya, by the intelligence. It's not that Krishna consciousness is for the unintelligent. One should use one's intelligence for Krishna. Just one shouldn't be over-intelligent. Over-intelligent means more intelligent than the spiritual master. Guru Maharaj said this, but really he'd want that. Over-intelligent. That's not wanted. But intelligence is wanted. How to carry out the instructions of the spiritual master. How to understand the message of Krishna. Kayena manasa budhya kevalar indriyarupi. And with the senses also. The eyes for seeing, the ears for hearing, the nose for touching, hands for cleaning the temple of the Lord, feet for going to the temple. All of the senses can be engaged in the service of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna parara vindayo vacham si vaikunta gunanavarmini. Maharaj Ambarish first of all fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then he engaged his words in describing the activities of Krishna. And in this way, gradually, all of his senses were fully engaged in Krishna's service. Akaina manasa bhujya kevalaya indriyarupi yogina karma kurvanti. The yogi is not inactive. He performs activities. But sangam chaktvatma shuddhaye, for the purpose of self-purification. Sangam chaktva. He gives up material association. He gives up the association of materialistic persons, and he gives up association with the results of activities. One associates with the results by thinking, this is mine, this is mine. I did this, I got that. But sangam chaktvatma shuddhaye, the Krishna conscious person, doesn't think, this is mine, or this was due to me, it's all my credit. Atma shuddhaye. He becomes purified by understanding Krishna's the enjoyer, Krishna's the controller. Sangam chaktvatma, atma shuddhaye. And I'm the servant of Krishna. Atma shuddhi finally means to think that I'm simply the servant of Krishna. So in this way, the Krishna conscious person is in real oneness. Sarva karma samarpanam. He dedicates, fully dedicates. Samarpana means fully offers all of his activities to Brahman. Brahma means Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that wherever you see this word Brahma, read Krishna. Param Brahma. Brahma means the supreme absolute, the greatest. So Krishna is that greatest. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitra Paramam Pavan. So one attains perfect oneness with Krishna in this way by spiritual activities in Krishna consciousness. Okay. Comments, questions?